It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Things are looking up for the global economy today. Maybe it's the Fed, maybe it's Libya, and maybe it's something else.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill, and for Jeremy Hobson. A look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, we'll find out whether the world economy is more interested in messages coming out of swanky Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will speak on Friday, or Libya, and the apparent end of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's regime. But first, where's Wall Street? The Dow is up 172 points. The Nasdaq is up nearly 2% this morning. The S&P 500 is up 17 points, about a percentage and a half. London's FTSE also finished the day way up, again 2% there. Asian markets did finish down. The Chicago Federal Reserve Bank released its National Activity Index this morning, which shows economic activity improved in July. It's a check in the plus column for the market, still reeling from last week's swings. Now investors are shifting their attention to the Fed, wishing they could read the mind of Bernanke ahead of a Friday speech in Wyoming. There are rumors that he might announce new plans to goose the economy. On Monday, we normally talk to BNP Paribas economist Julie Cornata, but she's out. So we're joined by Bill Stone, chief investment strategist for PNC Wealth Management. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So optimism in these markets seems to be the theme this morning. Is it Libya? Is it Bernanke? Or is it something else?
You know, I think it's a little bit of something else in terms of just a lot of negative news being priced into the markets. We've been beaten down pretty far, so I do think we were, they call it due for a bounce. Certainly the Libya part, I think it's helped as well, just giving us at least one more positive news. And you know, there's certainly some optimism out there regarding what Bernanke may talk about at Jackson Hole.
Now, what options does Bernanke have? We've talked a lot about what he can't do. What tools does he have?
Well, I think, you know, he's already laid out that being more explicit about the extended period of low rates, well, he can be more explicit about how long they may continue to reinvest the assets that the Fed has. He could talk about changing the composition of the portfolio to some extent, what type of bonds, maybe the maturity of those bonds. And lastly, he could actually discuss more purchases.
Now, we also found out today that the Fed quietly, during the financial crisis of 2008, basically secretly loaned more than $1 trillion to banks. What do you make of that?
You know, I think it gives you probably just more, evidence of the severity of the liquidity crunch that we had going on during that time. You know, I believe all of those were really collateralized loans. So it really shows you that even though a lot of the financial companies may have, in fact, had collateral, no one was willing to step in and lend to them except for perhaps the Fed.
Bill Stone, I'm going to have to stop you there.
Sure.
Bill Stone is the chief investment strategist for PNC Wealth Management. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com. For a unique look at all of our Marketplace business and economic sustainability coverage, visit marketplace.org and click on the Sustainability tab.
As we've heard all morning, rebel forces have moved into the Libyan capital of Tripoli. World leaders are calling on Gaddafi to surrender. Experts expect if the rebel victory holds, global oil prices will fall as Libya starts producing oil again. Before the current uprising, Libya supplied 2% of the world's oil, and a lot of that went to Europe, where markets bounced today. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beer joins us. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Adrian.
So we have optimistic news coming out of Libya right now, but it's still early, and we don't really know how quickly the rebels could establish a working government and economy. So why have we seen this immediate dip in the price of oil?
Well, to an extent, this is a knee-jerk reaction, but Libya was a big oil producer before the civil war, pumping around 1.6 million barrels a day, as you say, around 2% of the global daily demand, and with the potential, geologists say, to pump as much as 3 million barrels a day. So the loss of Libyan oil was one of the factors keeping the world price higher than it would otherwise have been. When this oil comes back on the market, there will be extra supply, and that clearly will help push prices down.
And when is that going to happen? When could we see oil actually coming out of Libya again? And how much oil are we talking about?
Well, of course, we don't know the answer to either of those questions, really. But analysts believe that we could see about half the pre-conflict level of production, 800,000 barrels a day, back on the market fairly soon after Gaddafi falls and a new government is formed. Nick McGregor, who's an oil analyst with brokers Redmayne Bentley, says oil production will be the first priority of any new government. Such will be the scale and cost of reconstruction the country needs.
The first thing any new regime is going to do is look to resurrect exports. It's so crucial to the overall financing for any future regime that they'll be very keen to start exporting as quickly as possible.
How soon the rest of that 1.6 million barrels a day comes onto the market, of course, depends on how much damage the conflict has done to Libya's oil infrastructure.
Okay, put this into the bigger picture for me, if you don't mind. How much of a difference will this make to global oil prices in the long run?
Well, Libyan oil, the possible availability of Libyan oil is not the most important factor weighing on the oil market. The price of oil has been under downward pressure for some weeks on growing concern about the possibility of a double-dip recession in the US and Europe. That's a more significant factor. And it's interesting to note that over recent weeks, the difference between the two great oil price benchmarks, West Texas, the American benchmark, and Brent, have widened significantly. West Texas is now much cheaper than Brent. Largely, it's believed, because West Texas, because it's delivered in the heart of the US, is a much more directly exposed to worries about the US economy. Brent, on the other hand, is used more widely as a benchmark for oil supply to the emerging economies, and so is reflecting less worry about a downturn.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks so much.
Okay, Adrian.
And finally, a runaway cow has been evading authorities in Germany since May. According to the Daily Telegraph, they've tried to catch it with everything from dogs to helicopters. Now they're back to basics. One searcher told the Telegraph, quote, "We found cowpats, very fresh ones, and we will follow the trail." In Los Angeles, I'm Adrian Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The drought in Texas threatens agriculture and the dinner table.
For every cow that a rancher is forced to sell, you know, that cow's not going to have a calf next year. That calf won't become a steak.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Texas Heat Wave. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.